Okay, so in our country here, we're like quarantined and everything's out of order, just a little bit stressful. All right, so I'm going to talk to you about the key to overcoming anxiety and stress when you're in the midst of a very crazy, stressful situation. And that key might surprise you. And the reason it might surprise you is because many of you have heard this before, but you're not experiencing the blessing or the key to the anxiety and stress that is promised. And you know, if you've read the Bible, what I'm talking about. Scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, let your request be known to God, that the peace of God may guard your hearts and mind. Okay, and that verse is found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Okay, I just kind of paraphrased it there. But it's a great verse. And so, really, the key to anxiety is the peace of God. So, think about it. If you have the peace of God in your heart, man, you're not going to be anxious because you've like got God in your life. So that is the key for anxiety and stressed out situations. So many of you have heard that verse, and yeah, it kind of makes sense. If I got God in my life, I'm not going to be so stressed out. And we've heard this verse, and it says, be anxious for nothing. That means don't be stressed out about anything, right? So it's like, okay, I shouldn't be stressed out. Let's get into this a little bit more and unpack this and see where many people miss it. And the reason they miss it is because, let's face it, there's some cheap imposters out there that are imitating this verse and skewing it. So let's try to put some glasses on and let's ask and let's pray, Lord, open the eyes of our heart that we would see this passage and that your Holy Spirit would illuminate this passage so that we could better understand this text of Scripture. Okay? Before we do that, though, I want to get into some of these imitations. These cheap imitators. And these cheap imitators, there's three of them. Okay, we're going to just go through them quickly here. The first cheap imitator is deny the problem. Okay, deny the problem. Why would you deny the problem? Well, if you're a good Christian and you read the scripture and you see the scripture says, hey, man, don't be stressed out. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to the Lord. So be anxious for nothing. So scripture says, don't be anxious. So the cheap imitation is, okay, I'm not anxious. Well, that's superficial. So the key there is don't just say a denial, right? The cheap imitation is denial. The first one is just to deny that there's a problem. Oh, I'm not anxious, right? Yes, you are. Don't deny your humanity. You are anxious. I mean, you can't go through this trial seeing our nation change and all that's going on in a daily basis, right? A list of things and say, oh, it doesn't affect me. I'm not anxious. No, these things do make us anxious. Okay, so when the scripture says be anxious for nothing, it doesn't mean deny your humanity, deny the fact that some things are scary and some things are fearful and some things cause us great concern. The key here is don't go into not to denial. But identify clearly that which is making you anxious. So, can you identify clearly why you're anxious? And some would say, well, of course I can. And some would say, well, I have to think about that. I have to pray about that. So, part of this, let your request be known to God, is you've got to know what request you're needing to bring to God. If you don't know what request you need to bring to God, guess what? You're not going to have the peace of God to guard your heart. Because you haven't even asked for it, because you haven't asked for it, because you don't even know what's making you anxious. So this is very important that as part of this verse is that you identify why you're anxious. Okay, and that may take some time. I like the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. So when you look into the water, can you see things clearly in the water? Well, kind of, but there's a reflection, there's a refraction, right? Things aren't as they appear. So a man of understanding goes into the deep water of his heart and draws out his thoughts and sifts them before God. So you know, when I blew up at my spouse there, I felt like this, But as I draw it out of my heart, I was really anxious about something completely unrelated to my spouse. How many have ever had that happen? Our hearts are like that, right? We get anxious about other things that in the moment we don't even think about. So this is a very important process to humble yourself, to examine yourself, to be aware of yourself and what you're thinking, what you're feeling about any given subject. So the first cheap imitator, don't deny that you have a problem. Acknowledge your problem. Find out your problem. Identify it. Okay, that's the first fake thing not to do and the first true thing you want to do when you come to God in prayer. The second one is on the heels of this. The second cheap imitator is, okay, let's say I do know my problem, right? And I say a prayer. Lord, help me get more money. The end. Well, have you prayed in faith? It's the prayer that's prayed, but it's not really meant. It's the prayer that's said, but it's not prayed in faith. So when we come to God, we're coming to a mighty God. He can answer all prayers, all power and authority, all wisdom. He made heaven and the earth. He sent Jesus to die for our sins. He rose again from the dead. This is the God that we pray to, okay? We need to pray believing. We need to pray in faith. We need to pray in the power of His Spirit that gives us the faith to take these burdens, these requests, these anxieties to Him in faith. So the second cheap imitation, while you may not be experiencing the peace of God ruling your heart, is because you don't really pray. And when you do pray, you don't pray in faith. So don't fake it. God knows your heart. Pray in faith. And the third one, the third cheap imitator, is to be incomplete in any of these. So let's look at this passage now. It says, be anxious for nothing. That's the command. Be anxious for nothing. Don't fall into the cheap things. Let's get to the real things. Be anxious for nothing. And then it's followed up with in Greek, it's a gar. It's a gar of explanation. Four gives us the explanation. Here's the reason why you can be anxious for nothing. Okay. Four in everything. In, it's a dative of means. So here's the reason why you can be anxious for nothing. In, dative of means. This is how you do it. So it gives us into a process. So here's where you want to be. Don't be anxious. Don't be stressed out. Okay, we all agree. We'd like to not be stressed out. This is how, this is the reason why it can take place, and this is how. In everything. Okay, everything means everything. So every circumstance that is making you anxious, you identify and you pray about it. You pray in faith to God in everything. So don't be incomplete and just say, okay, in some things I do, but in other things I don't. Man, that's going to whack out your life because you're going to be really anxious. Oh no, right? What if I? And then, well, I trust God here, but I don't trust God here. Man, that's not the Christian life. We trust God in everything because God is the all in all. He's sovereign over all. So we can trust Him in everything. So it's very insightful. Philippians 4, 6. In everything. And how do we do that? By prayer and supplication. So by prayer and supplication, we're identifying and lifting our anxieties up to God. So here, anxiety is really the key to prayer. It's the fuel for prayer by faith. These things make me anxious, so I take them, I identify them, I lift them up before the throne room of God. And as I lift them up before the throne room of God with supplication, I ask God for things. And when I ask Him for things, what am I asking? I'm asking God's will to be done, and I do that, here's the next key word, with thanksgiving. So with thanksgiving means I'm going to give thanks to God for the trials and problems He put in my life. And that thankfulness is going to empower me to not be a victim, to not just look at the problem, but to look to God who is the solution to this problem and be thankful. Be thankful that I know God. Be thankful that God is sovereign. Be thankful that God has an answer. Be thankful that Jesus rose from the dead. So as I give these anxieties and these situations and these concerns I have to God with thanksgiving, I'm already on the right road. Now I'm going to be solutions oriented, not problems oriented. God, thank you for these problems. Because Lord, I'm thankful that you're working through them. I'm thankful you work all things together for good. Lord, I'm thankful that you slowed America down. Because it takes time to pray like this. Lord, I don't like what's happening, but I'm thankful. I just talked to a girl yesterday. I said, are you having your quiet time? She said, absolutely. I'm having my quiet time because my life is slowed down. I don't have much else to do. Hey, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. I'm not thankful that people are hurting in their economic slowdown, but I'm thankful that they may be slowing down enough now to seek the Lord. And they may be slowing down enough to be thankful. So there's just examples that are happening right now. And as you express this thankfulness to God, it changes you, right? Prayer changes you. And as you do this before God with thanksgiving, okay, then you let your requests be known to God. And God wants to hear your requests. And as you know then that God has heard your requests, again, this may take 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or 5 hours. It just depends on your level of anxiety and what God wants to teach you in this time. Don't shortchange God. This is the most important thing, that you get this peace of God in your heart and your mind and your soul. Let these requests be known to the Lord. Lift them up to the Lord. Lord, I'm anxious about my employment. Lord, I'm anxious about my life. I'm anxious about the COVID-19. I'm anxious about my children. I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned about my nation. Oh, God, we're praying for revival. There's so many things. Let your requests be known to God. And as you pray in this way, by faith, you can be assured that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I don't know how many times I've been burdened as a pastor with so many people and problems in their life. I don't know how many times as a father I've been burdened with all of the concerns I have for my children in their life, my spouse and her problems, my own problems, my own situations. And I go before the Lord and I do this very thing. I identify these problems. By faith, I lift them up to the Lord. I give thanks to the God of heaven. I know He hears my requests. And you know what God does? He floods my heart with peace that surpasses my understanding. I don't know how it happens, really. I don't know how that part happens. That's the part that God does in and through us. And His peace will guard you. That is my prayer for you. As you go through this trial, as God has sovereignly designed these trials and He's placed His children in them, that we would cry out to God and that we would shine out the light of His peace to a frantic and stressed out world. That we know the God of heaven and that we are ready, we are met, we are prepared because we have prayed. May God's peace be upon you, and may God bless this nation.